Starting today, recreational marijuana goes on sale in pot shops here in Massachusetts. We're the only state east of the Mississippi to do this. Legalizing cannabis is not without controversy, but some of marijuana's biggest proponents are veterans with PTSD. There's another substance that's being sought out by vets and all sorts of people who suffer from psychological trauma. It comes from South America. Ayahuasca is still listed as a Schedule I drug. That means it's on the U.S. government's list of the most dangerous drugs out there. Ayahuasca is illegal in the U.S., and it's also potentially deadly. We're going to hear more about what it does in this next story. Typically, in indigenous ceremonies, ayahuasca is administered by a shaman. In a new docuseries on the Viceland channel, Kentucky Ayahuasca, the shaman is Steve Hupp, not someone you'd expect for this job.
Ayahuasca is a hallucinogenic tea made with plants from the Amazon, and it is the strongest psychedelic known to man. But this isn't like LSD. Ayahuasca is a portal to your inner self, your subconscious. And through that portal, you're going to meet a goddess we call Mother Aya. When your journey first takes off, you may feel euphoria until, boom, the spike hits and the purge begins.
Steve Hupp joins me now from station WKU Public Broadcasting in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Thanks for being with us, Steve. When were you first introduced to ayahuasca, and when did you convert, if we can call this a conversion?
Okay, the first time I heard the word ayahuasca was in federal prison, and it was from a cellmate who, for this purpose, I will call Loopy. His first name was Guadalupe. He told me about ayahuasca in federal prison. Of course, we didn't have it there, and I was like, what? And the more I got to talk to him and get to know him, I realized he had a different perspective on life. And the reason he was there, he had overstayed his visa and was being deported. Long story short, that's when I heard about ayahuasca, but I didn't get to experience it for some years later. And that's when Guadalupe, I mailed his sister in Peru, and he sent me a 2-liter bottle marked dog shampoo. That's how he got it into the country to me. I didn't come out of that garage for 6 days. It wasn't puppies and kittens. It wasn't unicorns and pixies. It was brutal.
I mean, a lot of people hearing this might say this sounds kind of flaky, but I mean, the end result is supposed to be a kind of healing and dealing with trauma. What was that in your case?
You're talking about somebody who had just come out of federal prison. I mean, I'd committed multiple bank robberies, car thefts, and things I can't even talk about.
And here you're consuming a Schedule I drug.
Controlled substance, yes, from a guy that I met in federal prison who got it into the country by dog shampoo. That's how crazy this was. And here I am. I'm a stone-cold atheist. I am very firm in my beliefs that there is nothing on the other side. And now I'm confronted with the other side right here in my face, and there's no denying it. And there's also no denying what a jerk I had been for over 30-some years thinking I knew what the hell I was doing.
So you started making ayahuasca tea yourself and invited others to come get healed.
Well, you got to realize after that experience there, I was on fire to learn how to brew this. And I wanted to bring this to America. You know, I didn't think it should be held back for just rich people who could afford a plane ticket to South America.
Let me bring in Cynthia Childs, the producer of Kentucky Ayahuasca, and she joins us from NPR West. Cynthia, how did you find out about Steve Hupp and his ceremonies using ayahuasca?
We were interested in developing a show in the ayahuasca space. And through our research, we met a gentleman who was working with veterans with PTSD. And he told us about the success that Steve was having with ayahuasca in helping veterans with their PTSD. And once you meet Steve, he is an incredible character, as you can tell. And it was intriguing. And we started observing his ceremonies. And from there, we knew that we had to make a show about him.
When you say the ayahuasca space, are you kind of almost an activist for alternative medicines, alternative forms of healing?
I'm an activist for anything that helps people.
So the episode that I saw, there was Taylor, a 25-year-old woman, and she took part in one of these ceremonies. Her goal was breaking free of her sex addiction.
Stuff I'd been holding back for years, stuff I hadn't even taken the time to realize was hurting me, all washed over me at once. And it was like I expected to vomit, and I would have rather in my pants than cried in front of that many people and cameras, but it felt so much better.
It's really intense to watch Taylor go through this. I mean, there's a lot of intense emotion, re-traumatization, and in front of other people and cameras. This series delves into some really intimate moments, Cynthia. Can you take us behind the scenes? Like, how do you and the production team get in there and film a shaman ceremony and these gut-wrenching therapy sessions?
Well, it's an incredible balancing act because you're dealing with a medicine that makes people sensitive to light, sensitive to sound, and then you're, you know, taking a production crew into that space. So it's at odds, you know, with what we're trying to achieve, which is allowing the medicine to do its work. It was important to step out of the way and observe. And beyond that, we took Steve's lead. I mean, Steve was our shaman as well. Mm. You know, he was our guide into this space, Steve and Terry, his wife, the shamanista. And, you know, if they felt we needed to back off, we backed off.
How do you deal with the legal side of this? Because it is a controlled substance, and we're seeing these people consume it on national television.
You know, Steve can speak to this as well, but he has a Native American church, and ayahuasca is their sacrament. Hmm. So everyone that comes and drinks is a member of the church when they drink the ayahuasca.
Steve, the show is called Kentucky Ayahuasca, the conceit being, I think, that this mind-expanding drug found a home in, of all places, Kentucky. What kind of reception are you getting in this rural part of Kentucky where you live?
Well, I want to be crystal clear here. The community has been very open to allowing us to operate in Taylor County, Kentucky. They didn't understand what we were doing at first, and at first I wasn't too open with them with what I was doing. We kind of kept it on the down low and worked with people out of state. But as we kept going over the years, of course, it leaked out what we were doing, and I'm going to be honest with you, I couldn't ask for a better bunch of people to live with and be with than my kinsmen here in Kentucky.
You know, one of my favorite scenes, Steve, is when you speak with Taylor, who we heard from earlier, about her teddy bear snuggles. She brings it to the ceremony, and you offered her this advice.
See, up until this point, snuggles has been a symbol of security for you. And I'd like to help transform snuggles into a symbol of freedom. You see, when I was in prison, there was no more of a secure place. But I wasn't free. And I wasn't happy. So security is not always the best thing to seek. Freedom is the real choice.
Yeah, freedom is a real choice. I mean, you seem like a natural for this kind of work, but psychotherapy, and this is a form of psychotherapy, requires training. I mean, do you have training? And what happens if things do go wrong during an ayahuasca ceremony? People start freaking out.
Well, the training I have is being locked up in a cage for years with paranoid schizophrenics, sociopaths, and people in uniform and powerful positions that weren't always what they said they were. Now, that's the most I'm going to graze my prison experience, but let's just say those years spent entombed in that very painful of an environment was my monastery. It was my training. I spent my whole time at a federal medical center, and that's where they did psychological evaluations for courts. All kinds of things happened at FMC Lexington. Long story short, that's where I got trained on handling people with freakouts. That's why we've never had a medical emergency in all the years that I've worked with people. We've never harmed a single soul. Our motto is we're going to leave people better than we found them. And as long as we're doing that, I don't think anybody is going to stand in our way.
I mean, you said this is an intense and potentially dangerous drug. It takes you to some dark places. Do you talk to people and assess them and say, you know what, you're not really ready for this?
Oh, absolutely. We have an application process that we stick to religiously, and I'm going to be honest with you. That was a creation of my wife, Terry, the whole application process, and it has probably been the fundamental foundation of why we can safely work with some of the most unstable people and come out with some of the most miraculous results.
Cynthia, as I said, I've only seen one episode involving three people who have trauma in their lives, and ayahuasca seems to have been a start in their healing process. You mentioned ayahuasca as therapy for vets with PTSD, and we know there are all sorts of accounts of ayahuasca being the turning point in the lives of people with all kinds of trauma. From what you've seen of what Steve does, where can this Schedule I drug, ayahuasca, take us?
I think there's a lot of hope right now with psychedelics and healing, and not only with ayahuasca. I think it's something that needs to be researched more, but I think it's great to have that beacon of hope out there and to have alternative medicine that has results. And it's been thrilling to see the work that Steve does. And, you know, we follow up after every episode with the participants, and there, I can tell you that I've seen it. I've documented people whose lives were changed by doing these ceremonies with Steve.
Steve, I'm curious, have you ever been to Peru or Colombia and taken ayahuasca there? And if you have, what is that experience like? How does it differ?
No, I haven't. I haven't felt the need to go to Peru, Brazil, or Colombia, Ecuador. Mother is with us wherever we go. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you're at. You could do this in a cathedral or you could do it in a storage locker. And I want to state this. We do not view ayahuasca in any way, shape, or form as recreational. There's nothing fun about this, but there is a lot to be had from it.
Shaman Steve Hupp and Cynthia Childs is the series producer of the new docuseries Kentucky Ayahuasca. Thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you for
Thank
having
you.
Us.
Kentucky Ayahuasca premieres next week on Viceland. You can watch a trailer to the series on the World's Facebook page.